This is JIS News. Coming up, tablets in schools pilot program rolled out at Haile Selassie High School. Canada commits to supporting justice reform, and persons at risk for severe symptoms of CHIKV urged to seek medical treatment early. Details after the break. Stay with us.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Callaway High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging parents to ensure that students use tablets distributed under the pilot Tablets in Schools program for educational purposes. She says a tablet should serve as a catalyst for educational advancement. However, parents must play their role in ensuring that the tablets are used for the intended purpose.
I want to encourage the parents to get into the habit of using the tablets as well. I want to warn the children against posting things on YouTube. These tablets are for educational purposes, nothing else. And I'm going to warn the parents to monitor your children, what they have or put on these tablets.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the handing over of tablets to students at the Haile Selassie High School in Kingston Monday. The Tablets in Schools initiative is a collaborative effort of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining and the Ministry of Education. It is being implemented by eLearning Jamaica Company Limited and the Universal Service Fund, USF. Jamaica has so far recorded 162 fewer murders this year when compared to the same period last year. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says statistics indicate that the crime rate has been trending downwards over the last 5 years.
Sometimes we want to give up on Jamaica. We think, boy, crime is just high and there's nothing we can do. But the truth is, we have been making some steady headway over the last 5 years. Up to last week Sunday, we had gone 708. In fact, up to this morning at 6 a.m., we had 47 murders for September, which is about half of what we had for September last year.
The minister was speaking Sunday at a first responders and violent interrupters training course and forum under the Unite for Change initiative at the Ocherias High School in St. Anne. Mr. Bunting notes that recent statistics show a double-digit reduction in all serious and violent crimes, including rape, aggravated assault, shooting, and robbery. Canadian High Commissioner Robert Reddy has pledged the continued commitment of the Canadian government to Jamaica's justice reform goals. Mr. Reddy gave the commitment while addressing a recent Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation Just Program partnership breakfast meeting in New Kingston. The Canadian government is supporting the implementation of a comprehensive justice reform agenda for Jamaica under the Just Program.
We're very honored to be associated with the process in Jamaica in this direction, and I offer on behalf of the Government of Canada congratulations again to the Ministry, the Jamaican Bar Association, the courts, the Office of the DPP, and all of the other partners engaged in furthering the justice reform agenda.
The five-year initiative began in 2011 and is slated to end in 2016. The Ministry of Health is appealing to persons at risk for severe symptoms of chikungunya, including pregnant women, the elderly, infants, and children under 5 years old, to immediately seek medical treatment if they experience symptoms of the disease. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the high-risk group also includes persons with chronic illnesses such as diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease. In the meantime, the Health Minister is calling on persons to conduct weekly inspections for mosquito breeding sites in and around the home, school, workplace, and place of worship.
Ensure that there is no uncovered container with water that could breed mosquitoes. Check your flower pot sauces, your dish drain boards, your refrigerator troughs, plants, pet feeding bowls. Scrub them clean to get rid of the mosquito eggs.
Chikungunya and the more serious dengue fever are both spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which prefers to breed in containers with water close to where people gather. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.